KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Federal lands in southwest Colorado are retightening fire restrictions as hot and dry conditions continue in the region. After July's monsoonal rain brought some relief in a dry year, the San Juan National Forest and the Bureau of Land Management lifted its restrictions on open fires. They have now walked that back by prohibiting campfires outside of developed campgrounds and by encouraging the use of alternatives like gas stoves and grills. Montezuma County and the town of Dolores had also lifted restrictions earlier this month. The reversals by the federal offices were announced shortly after Colorado Governor Jared Polis announced a statewide open fire ban for the next 30 days. The governor's order said the ban is necessary as three of the four major fires burning in the state were likely caused by humans. Montezuma Cortez RE1 school board member Regina Lopez Whiteskunk has resigned from her position. KSJD's Austin Cope has more.
Lopez Whiteskunk submitted a resignation letter on August 4th, citing personal and academic issues for her departure. She had not attended the board's monthly meeting since April. The board unanimously accepted her resignation at Tuesday's meeting. She's a member of the Mountain Ute tribe and was the only Indigenous representative on the board. According to the district, about a quarter of its students are Native American. KSJD could not reach Lopez Whiteskunk for comment on Wednesday. Her departure leaves a vacancy in District D, which includes Toyoak. The board will appoint a replacement member from that district to fill the spot until next year's elections. For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.
The board is accepting applications for the opening through September 8. This is KSJD News.